September 18th, 1917. Effects of constancy in good. Continuing in my usual state, I was in it in the midst of pains, more so since my celestial mama had made herself seen crying. And as I asked her, "My mama, why are you crying?" she told me, "My daughter, how could I not cry, since the fire of divine justice would want to devour everything? The fire of sins devours all the good of souls, and the fire of justice wants to destroy all that belongs to creatures. And in seeing the fire running, I cry. Therefore, pray, pray." And then I was lamenting to Jesus about his privations. It seemed to me that without him, I could take no more. And my lovable Jesus, moved to compassion for my poor soul, came, and transforming me into himself, told me, "My daughter, patience. Constancy in good places everything in safety. Even more, I tell you that when you, deprived of me, fight between life and death for the pain of being without your Jesus, and in spite of this, you remain constant in good, and you neglect nothing. You do nothing other than squeeze yourself. And in squeezing, love of self, natural satisfactions come out. Your nature remains as though undone, and what is left is a juice so pure and sweet, which I take with so much delight that I am sweetened, and I look at you with so much love and tenderness as to feel your pains as if they were my own. In the same way, if you are cold, arid, and the like, and you remain constant, you give as many more squeezes to yourself, and you form more juice for my embittered heart. It happens as with a fruit that is prickly and has a hard skin, but contains a sweet and useful substance inside. If the person is constant in removing the prickles, in squeezing that fruit, he will extract all the substance of the fruit, and will enjoy the best of that fruit. So, the poor fruit has remained empty of the good which it contained. Even more, the prickles and the skin have been thrown away. The same for the soul. In coldness, in aridities, she throws natural satisfactions to the ground. She empties herself of herself, and through constancy, she squeezes herself. And the soul remains with the pure fruit of good. And I enjoy the sweetness of it. So, if you are constant, everything will serve you as good. And I will lay my graces with confidence.